What's up with you, May? Scoop.
Man, I just been traveling and enjoying my summer. Just worked out. Hair still wet.
Where you been traveling to?
I went to Vegas, and then a couple weeks later I went to New York, and then I'll be in DC next week. So
You
just
going to all the hot places right now.
I am, right?
I know Vegas was hot.
Oh my gosh,
Ooh.
we didn't even. I was like, look, what indoor activities can we do? Because I'm not going outside. And we
Did
was
you?
outside, but I will say it's dry heat, so that is a little bit better than this southern and this Georgia heat I'm in.
New York is pretty humid too.
It was it, but it was like I think the high was like 90 when I was there, so it wasn't as bad.
Okay.
There was a couple of days, but we were like mostly indoors. But I did try to walk around one time. I took the kids to FAO Schwartz, the toy store,
Oh, snap. Yeah.
which I feel like it was way better when I was younger. Maybe I was just little and so it looked
Yeah,
really big. But either way,
yeah.
I went and I was like, oh, this is trash. Why was I just in love with this place when I was little? But we was walking, and I said, oh, we got to go. We got to go get back in the car. It's hot.
Yeah, I
It
can't do Vegas in the summertime. It's too crazy for me.
is. I was and then and when I went, it was like end of May, beginning of June. So I was like, is it already 105?
It's getting
Like
hotter on
this
Earth.
soon?
It's getting hotter on Earth.
It is. Y'all better get right. Get right, church, and let's go home, okay?
Let's go home is
Because if
wild.
you can't deal with this, you ain't good with this heat. You ain't gonna be good with that other heat.
John, how you been with your kids, man?
Good, man. You know me, man. I'm always watching them when they at home,
Yeah.
So
Which
we
is what a
just
dad's supposed to do, right?
I mean, I just
What a
dropped them
good
off
father
at
does.
the summer camp, so they good. I'll be free for a little while,
How
I
old are your
met
kids?
five, well, 4 and 8. They'll both be 5 and 9 this month, but yeah.
They're both be
Tomorrow?
5 and 9 tomorrow. They have the same birthday?
This month. So within 11
Oh.
days, they'll both
I
turn
was like,
five and
wait,
nine.
what?
Right. I was like, how did you plan
Yeah, you
that?
got twins. That many
You
years
know,
apart.
I didn't both want them to be in July because I wanted an August baby like myself, but my daughter, she just, yeah, I guess you can't plan those
She
kind of things.
refused to be like you, huh?
Yeah, she's still a Leo, though. She made the cut July 24th. So I was like, good daughter. My girl just
Oh,
went to Vegas for a day on Saturday.
a
Like
day.
flew in 8 a.m., came back 9 p.m. that night.
Oh, wow.
What that mean?
Who did that? You did that?
My girl just did that Saturday.
What,
Oh, she
wait.
just had somebody tricking on her for a day, and that was it.
Oh.
And she didn't want to lose. She didn't want to lose y'all's family situation. So she's like, a day will be fine.
A day'd be fine.
You think she got flew out or something?
I mean,
Well, I mean, is y'all money? Y'all ain't got same money. You can't check.
oh no, I didn't think about that.
Oh man, what are your spidey senses telling you?
Well, I mean, to fly in for a day and come back—that's almost like Uber booty,
But
Uber ass. What it felt like.
what did she say she was there for?
Just to collect herself.
Is this the mother of your kids, or this is a girlfriend, not the mother of your kids?
My girl, mother of my kids. She said she needed a day, so I said, "Go have a day." And then she went and had a day and came back.
I mean, that's realistic. I could see myself doing that.
You would do it?
I would do it, yeah. There's
Have you
times
done
I would
it?
just be like, I'm out. But then I don't really have no place to go if I'm here. So I like go to the grocery store parking lot and just sit in there and be in my car.
That's fair. Parking is normal.
But if
That's fair.
Vegas was closer, I might just go to Vegas.
You be sitting in grocery store parking lots?
I did. It
That
was
sounded
a
sad.
dark period of my
That's sad.
life, I will say. I was at postpartum depression and it was COVID. I was like,
Oof.
man.
Most moms I see in the parking lot talking to their side dude.
Nah, not me. I was on the phone. I was like scrolling, calling my homegirl, eating some ice cream in my car. I was like, this is so peaceful.
Oh, yeah.
It was the same grocery store every day.
Not every day, but like, and when I felt like I was getting ready to, when I was getting ready to just beat everybody up in my house, I was like, that's time for me to go. This is not
Yeah.
healthy.
You think they recognize you?
You said what?
You think the employees recognize you, like the cart guy?
Everybody was like, weren't you
Bad
here
day.
yesterday? Yep. And I'm in a different parking spot today. So,
They
hey.
probably secretly smoke cigarettes. Standing outside kicking tires and shit.
Like, man.
You still do that?
I think I've have enough coping mechanisms now, and like I've gone through enough therapy. Like I know when I can feel it coming, where I'm like, I need a break. And usually I'll be like, I'll call one of my homegirls and be like, can you do dinner tomorrow night? Because I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, why not just do something fun? Why the grocery store parking
Well,
lot?
because it was like COVID, so during,
Places to
you couldn't
close.
really go anywhere. I didn't want to bring nothing home to my new baby. Like, I just was like, let me just go sit in the parking lot and call my homegirls and eat this ice cream and watch some shows on my phone.
You need to
Right,
golf
sometimes
or
it
something.
helps. He said, I need to golf. I mean, I could, but golfing's not that fun for me. Golfing's not fun to me.
Y'all got places to hike down there? Yeah. I guess it's been super helpful for me.
Is that how you trying to get your melanin back? Is that what you've been
I guess
doing?
so, maybe. I didn't even think
Look, because
about
you're darker than Pat.
it like that.
Yeah, look.
I definitely
I'm
got
not.
that gold, that golden glow
Yeah,
record.
he definitely darker than you, Pat. I don't know what you've been. You've been inside looking pasty, just like a streamer, huh?
I look
Staying on
pasty.
your. You've been on Twitch, huh?
Hey,
Huh.
pasty is wild.
Yeah, here,
My skin looks
pasty.
nice.
You got carpal tunnel. Your wrist been hurting because you've been doing this like do
I've been streaming a lot though.
do.
You stream on Twitch, Pat?
I
I'm on Twitch, YouTube, and Kick.
All at the same time?
The
Who?
only one that
Which
you
one
can't
has
do
the
at the same
most
time is TikTok.
followers for you?
Twitch.
Damn, what you got on Twitch right now?
I don't know. I haven't checked in a minute.
10 people. 11.
You said 11.
11 viewers.
Yeah, fuck with
Find
Twitch,
out
man. I'm
right now.
like a
Oh, I got
dinosaur. Okay,
22,000 followers, almost
it's a
20,000.
little more than 11.
Don't know nothing about streaming. I want to get into it, but I also don't know what I would stream.
That's me too. I don't know what I would.
Yeah.
I don't think I was. I don't. Ain't that interesting.
So this pair of Jordans I paired with a long pant and also a shirt that is made of rayon.
No, your
I
streams would
go
be
to the
boring.
barbecue joint. This
No,
pair, that's what you would do. That's what you should do.
I wish I was more into games. I was hella into games when I was a kid, but then I that just fell completely off. After Super Nintendo, I think. Yeah.
Damn.
After
God.
Dreamcast, after Dreamcast, I kind of fell off.
After Atari,
Whatever
you had
golden
to
hour
grow up.
was,
You
that's
was
not.
never a kid to hear. You was grown up from day one.
Yeah. Peg, you was making the video games?
I was.
He was in the Nintendo sweatshops. Like, I just couldn't get into gaming. Dark flashbacks. She
Start
probably
to play when you make them.
steal pieces home to make her own for at home.
Gosh, that would be so cool, actually, huh? I didn't think about that.
That's
Mm.
cool. That's like people who work at the farms that can't eat meat. Like they work in like the meat packing place. They won't touch a piece of Polish sausage ever
Right.
again. What
Oh,
you know,
that's
bro? What do you
smart.
know?
That's good. Dion actually was telling me today on our hike, he has a homie who's a butcher, but he's a vegan. His whole
That's
family is in the
interesting.
butcher family. I mean, his family owns the business, and so he always was there, and he started working there. And then he said he had a bad batch of meat one time, and became a vegan after that.
I don't blame you. This meat in America is terrible.
Bad
I'm glad
batch, like it
Chef's
had
don't work
worms
there,
in it
but
and parasites and stuff.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that, or maybe just made him sick. He had a
damn.
bad batch of meat. You're a wild boy.
That's a crazy
Yes.
town to come on.
You came in at a weird.
Was
We were
like,
talking about a butcher.
okay.
That's crazy.
That's what they call them, the
We got a bad batch of meat over the
That's crazy.
That was a wild part to come in
What's up,
on.
Chen? How you been, bro?
What up, y'all? How we doing?
Is your
Maintaining.
nickname Chin?
Yeah, sometimes.
What, you think it should be Edu?
No,
Hey, Edu.
there is a chin dude that go by Nadu.
Ooh, boom.
I like Nadu.
That's
Learn the
okay.
culture, Meg.
That's like you, Rick. Okay, Rick.
Oh,
I've
you
been
go by
called
Rick?
Rick. That's the thing.
You go by Rick?
No, not at all. But I've
that's
been
what
called
I'm
Rick.
saying. Usually it's the first part of your name that's the nickname.
Yeah, Rick doesn't fit. Pat fits because you got hair, so you'd be like, you know what I mean?
I don't do that. That would be crazy. Especially on this show. All right,
wait,
so what's the
Pat,
next topic?
Is this a rap thing or it just came like that and you put it on?
No, it's a rap.
Look. You rapped it? Look at you.
I was gonna ask that was like a religious. Like, okay. I wasn't gonna get it to it. I was like, I don't mess with my religion. I was like, that's what's up, though.
What you drinking? Chinadu whole 2%?
Nah, this is just some protein and water.
Why you got your chest out, bro?
Ew. You said
protein and water?
Water?
Protein. Yeah. That's what a protein shake is, guys.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to make a smoothie, so I just put the powder in the water and then shook it up.
Oh, I thought people always use like almond milk or something. I know.
No, you don't have to. You can use water.
The water
like a dinosaur.
Yeah. Chocolate water is kind of crazy.
It's not chocolate. It's vanilla, though.
Oh, vanilla water.
Still water as hell, yeah. That's the gross point that we're getting at. Not the flavor.
No, you have a good protein powder. You don't need milk.
Yeah.
There's a boba protein powder that is bomb, and you don't need milk at all for that.
I always thought like chocolate and vanilla was mixed with like milk or soy products, and then like the fruit stuff was mixed with water.
Oh, like in a smoothie?
Just like in those little shaker, you know, the workout people.
Yeah, it can. I mean,
gym rats.
I use vegan protein because whey protein is it's not the best for you sometimes. Depending
what's
on
what's not good about whey. Every time people say that, I'm like, well, because
it's dairy. At the end of the day, it's dairy.
We got too much health knowledge in the society now, man.
Too much.
Then why we still fat?
Eat the protein, dog. Eat the chicken leg. Eat the fucking whey. It can't be that bad. All that get hit by a car at 40. Ain't worth it.
There you go.
But if you didn't drink whey, you could have moved out the way.
Yeah, you gonna go work out while you drinking the protein powder? Nah, I worked out early this morning. I just got a chance to drink some.
Okay, recovery.
Did everybody work out this morning? You said you took a hike?
Mm-hmm. Who took a hike?
I did the hike.
Okay, to here.
I did the run.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then hit.
Yeah, man, we active out here, man. Well, shit, this is
I was playing games these times.
How does it feel to be like light on your feet to here and like all that?
Man.
he still got club feet. It don't matter what weight he is. Okay, them club feet still going to be stomping around the town. Okay.
No, I thought they
here just break out to a skip randomly.
He's like, oh yeah, forgot. That is crazy. Do you just move faster on accident?
Man, I don't know. I know I've never been like this active regularly when I wasn't playing sports. Like going hiking 3 times a week. This is
oh, that's dope.
Yeah. He's got a glide to himself right now for sure.
The nigga can jump now. How's it feel to jump?
How you talk the streets in here? You be skipping
one
to
time. He was like, hey, my hands are touching. What's going on? He was like, how long have my pews been gray?
You guys are horrible friends. This is going to be a good spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic. Before we do, we want to give a special shout out to our special guest. We got John Grimes, aka Mr. Tan Panda. We also got Chinadu Unaka, also known as Chin Chin. Shout out to the OG squad. We got Pressure Cloud, Meg Scoop. I'm to hear more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Look, man, to battle stress, most of us can't wait to wave goodbye to work. I'm talking about you can't clock out fast enough. You wave, arrivederci, baby. I'm not gonna see you for the rest of the day. Don't text me about no extracurricular, nothing. I'm off. I'm done with you. But can we start small? Or they focus on wellness? Like for me, some things I do to get my mind right, I'll just go on a nice little hike. Sometimes it's just me just sitting in my car resetting, or I just love going to the gym, hitting the weights, tossing those around, and getting a bunch of stress off my mind and my body. I always let y'all know that therapy has benefited me tremendously. I've been in it for years, and I've told you, it's helped me control my automatic thoughts, which is one of my biggest problems. It's also helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma in their lives. What I love about BetterHelp too, they have over 30,000 therapists. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. And it actually works, all right, with an App Store rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client reviews. And I love that it's convenient also. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time. And as the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/squad. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather get hit by a slow-moving car versus jumped by an elderly gang?
What
are they? Can I get a follow up question?
What was the question?
Would you rather get hit by a slow speeding car, like 8 miles an hour, 6 miles an hour, okay, or jumped by an elderly gang?
Now, is the gang organized? Like, have they been a gang since they're in their 20s, and then now?
Yeah, they're like a motorcycle gang, but like, you know, ooh, older.
That's tough. I thought they just became a gang as old people.
Yeah, like in a retirement home, because that's a different gang. I could take them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like the slow moving car, like that isn't really. I feel like, you know.
Is it a continuous hit by the slow moving car? Like I got to keep getting hit by it.
Well, I mean, I would imagine. I mean, at 6 miles an hour, you probably would try to jump, maybe, and maybe hold on to the hood.
Yeah, I don't think that could make you. I don't think it could hurt you at 8 miles per hour.
Can't you move?
I mean, you get hurt. You ain't gonna be. I don't think you're gonna be incapacitated. I think you'll just be like, "Ow, that hurt!" Like that's a hurt. Yeah, that's a big bruise.
They both embarrassing. I would not. I mean, I guess if you saw somebody getting hit by a slow car, you'd be like, "Damn, that he's slow as hell."
That is embarrassing.
But getting jumped by old people is also embarrassing.
It's also like, embarrassing.
But in both scenarios, you just have to move a little bit, and you're good.
Both of them move to the right.
The car, you on your phone. You're coming out of a place. You got a bag in hand or a lot of bags in hand. You're on the phone. You don't see the car. You don't hear the car because it's going slow.
I've been the person in the car that hit somebody.
You hit somebody?
Yeah, it was this white couple that was jogging.
And you got people? A 2-for-1?
Huh? No, they hit the bed. Thank God. But he was fine, and it was his fault. He apologized to me. His wife wanted him to pretend dead. She was mad that he didn't pretend dead, but he literally got, he was like, yo, that was my bad. Because like, he jumped in front of my car, was making a right turn.
Oh, he looked at you, he was like, oh, we ain't going to get no money from this. Let me get up.
The one, you know, funny, I was like, because I hit him. And then, you know, I like kind of moved up the way. And then she was like, you better stop. I'm like, bitch, I'm stopping, relax. And then I stopped the car. I got out.
He looked at his license bag, was like, chin it. Nah, that's okay. It was my fault, bro. Don't even worry about it.
Thank God. Hey, give me your email. I'll email you guys my car. Like, no, we're all right. Never mind.
Yeah, he was fine. Thank God I don't speed off when like it's a green light. I always like go slow anyway.
Yeah.
So he was fine.
Yeah.
That could have been a hate crime, bro.
Wait, when you say jumped by old people, like I'm losing.
Well, it's 5 of them.
So I'm saying that I could be winning, right?
You could be depending winning.
But it's a lose-lose.
It's lose-lose. You beating up old people on camera, Meg. People are recording you, you know?
Right.
All get them all up.
Yeah, man. But that no was, I think that would still be, I don't know. I still feel like, hi-ya! Let me kick your cane. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no winner in that fight.
I think in both scenarios, you got to just jump onto a curb to stop. Like, the old people can't chase you either on the curb, and the car won't hit you either. So
you could get money in that scenario, though. You probably going to court.
I know. They all have like life insurance. Some old people.
Yeah.
Got a lot of insurances.
You're not going to get it though.
That's not true, Pat, because if you befriend old, really old people with no kids, you have a good shot.
You're fighting them though.
Oh, I'm just talking about
they attacked you first.
No, you're being jumped for a good reason.
Why? What? What's the reason?
It's just a scenario, John. You know, you wake up, you get it beat up. Just, you know.
Oh, they're in my house, nothing, bro. Most people ain't gonna jump you for nothing. You did something, nigga. You knocked over their little paddle ball table or something, or you violated.
In a wrong southern town, you can get jumped for nothing.
You really can.
That's
Especially
true. Oh, so
for
these
old
are racist old
situation
people.
is.
Yeah, it could be racial.
You
Okay,
walk
does that
into a
change your
venue for the
answer
wrong.
if they're yelling slurs the whole time?
Oh, if they yell slurs, I want to be jumped by the white. Because now let's fight. Let's do it.
Yeah, now there's a reason. Because I feel like now you're looking at a good clip, you know?
Right.
Like,
Oh
if
yeah.
it's just you beating up helpless old people, that clip looks terrible. But if they're yelling hard ERs and then you
Yeah.
sleep an old lady, that's you going viral.
No, I mean, I've seen that
You're a
before, and
hero.
you would think that, oh yeah, you deserved it late, but it's still, you'd be like, ooh, because it's still old people.
Yeah.
And
I've
they
seen
know
that
no
before.
better,
That
right?
it
Slurs
was the
maybe.
old people calling the
Right.
black dude all the ERs,
Slurs a
and then
loophole.
he punched
Yeah,
the lady.
slurs is a
That
loophole.
nigga
Exactly.
said sock the old lady out.
Oh,
It depends on how
sleeper.
fast they say in the
Yeah.
slur. Like if they're saying niggas slow, like you can get punched. But if it's like a fast one, they know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like an old slow N-word is like he getting old, he don't know no better. But like a fast one,
Don't
like you
nobody
punch
clock
that
the
N-word
speed
again,
of the slur.
the speed of the slur, right?
Lucky you said it's
But how
fast,
sharp are you? How sharp are you?
motherfucker.
Is it a or is it a It hurt me.
I'm knocking walkers out. Hey, like I feel like sleeping somebody with a walker is kind of funnier because it's holding them up. So you sleep them and they're kind of it takes them probably a minute to go down and then all the clatter of it and then eventually that has to fall over. That's a good clip.
And they could land in the walker, and then now they're just kind of like
Troubled.
in the air asleep. Sleep
Yeah,
in
I
the
feel like I
walker.
wouldn't
Same with
really like punch
wheelchairs.
the old people. I would do that. I would like kick their walker. I would like take their orthopedic shoes and throw them. I would like take their pills out and just go like this down the drain. Ha ha. I
You a
wouldn't really
menace.
hit
Just
them.
taunting them.
Yeah, you're a
It's
menace at
fine.
this point.
If they said the ER, then yes.
And man, you're underestimating how old is old because this new elderly people, they're not the same.
Man.
LeBron 40, still top 10
That's
plus
not
in defense.
elderly.
Elderly.
I know, but in
Is
15 years he is.
what's our starting number?
No,
No.
we're saying elderly like 70, 80, right?
When does
Right.
elderly start?
I thought 55 when you get in the theater for half off.
When can you
Yeah,
get
the
no,
discount
that's
then.
not
handicap
card?
elderly. You're just old.
Oh, that's
Elderly
senior.
to me is like you're certifiably at least 60, 65. What is Social
I know
Security
some
card at
6-year-olds that beat
65?
your ass,
I
man,
think
for
there's some
real.
6-year-olds that'll beat
101.
your ass, actually.
Head up, head
That's
up.
true, though. That is
Mike
true.
Tyson. I think it's 65, but in my head, I was thinking like
Mike Tyson
75.
60.
Yeah, Mike Tyson beat my ass. That's not a cool. I'm not getting jumped
Easily.
by an elderly Mike
Easy.
Tyson.
It wouldn't even be a competition. Real talk.
Okay, but I mean, are we talking about elderly world champion boxers, though? Like,
You don't
are
know.
we talking about LeBron James? Or are we just
Is a
talking about
game.
your
It is a game.
run-of-the-mill elderly old people?
Nah,
It's just things you want to
I
compare.
think in my head they didn't take care of themselves, so they're elderly.
What if
Like,
you get jumped
what
by
does that mean, man? Wait, time out.
because
The
they didn't eat
84-year-old.
healthy, they didn't, you know,
Oh, they died. So they
they didn't
became
get their
65?
checkups
Eating
early in
healthy doesn't
life.
freeze your age. That's
Like
John
that
Travolta.
elderly.
Oh, okay. Oh, that kind of?
That's John
White
Travolta at
hair, full of
71.
white hair.
Did you see it?
No.
No. How old is Mariah Carey?
She gotta be 55.
Are we?
That's
She's like
John
late
Travolta
40,
at
early
71.
fifties.
He's
Really?
71?
Yeah.
71, bro.
Look at
My
I beat
ass,
John
you got.
Travolta's ass, though. Got the hair plugs.
I beat Grease ass.
How old
Yeah.
is Denzel?
Oh, no.
Denzel's
John
young. He's
Travolta
still.
kind of, he kind of tall, bro. He might have that arm span on you.
Bro,
Nah.
Denzel's
That's what I'm saying.
utilizing.
I'm thinking of
Old
like
people are
elderly people
stronger.
who didn't take care of themselves. Like clearly he had really great health insurance and he could afford very good doctors. He got the hair plugs. Like not him, not that elderly. I'm talking about the
Yeah.
one that's on Medicaid, okay?
Okay.
Like those kind of elderly.
Hey,
They
how about
always get
you?
that one in shape friend though.
That is true. We were talking about a lot of just like people who could barely walk.
Yeah.
There
Well,
are a lot of strong old
I
people.
was thinking about our age elderly. Like 70 is still elderly. We don't have a lot of John Travoltas out there, but you do have some fit 70s.
Yeah.
I
So
hope one of you
what
got
if you
70.
got two fit 70-year-olds and two older 80-year-olds?
Now, how fit is fit? We talking like Vince
Like
McMahon?
John Travolta.
John Travolta. I could take John Travolta.
Yeah, I think he looks the part, but I think
Yeah.
after like 2 minutes, I think he's
Because
winded.
we know the hot spots, back of the knee,
The
shoulder
back.
blade. Like, shit, just, yeah. we know what's hurting.
Can a you strong take two push,
a knock him down, like a, just like a
step on the big toe. Like,
and then they bones is brittle, so then
you have weapons.
Break.
Nah.
No, it's fist.
What fight. If we just had nunchucks?
No. Who walking around with nunchucks?
I don't He's getting jumped by elderly people, Meg. These are crazy scenarios.
Yeah, Meg,
you, why do you have random nunchucks? Who are you? Freaking Ninja Turtle? Why do you have that?
I mean, I wouldn't need nunchucks, but I'd beat their ass with a bag of bread. I just whack the fuck. It'll turn into a ball eventually. Like a brown bread, wheat loaf. I'll beat their ass with some wheat loaf.
If you sure. beat somebody up with a bag of bread, you shouldn't have been fighting them in the first place. It was already mismatched. That's demon time.
That's the only way you can come out of that clip good is beating them with a bag of bread. That would be hilarious.
That would be funny as hell.
And some bread is harder than others. Like, you ever had like a French baguette sandwich? Yeah. Bread be like
hard as fuck.
Hard as fuck.
That bread I can't chew.
Hawaiian sweet, bro. You ain't gonna do nothing. That's a pillow. But that baguette.
Ciabatta.
The baguette is damn near inedible. It's that hard.
Oh, you be like.
Childish Gambino's baby mama used it on one of the episodes of Atlanta.
A baguette?
Yeah, it was like her weapon of choice. She had it on her back while she was riding that moped. That was a wild ass episode.
That's hilarious.
That's like baguette. I'm actually kind of excited to fight these old people.
Wow, Patrick. I'm at the clip.
We've been talking about it so much.
Yeah, see what
clip that. I'm actually excited to fight old people.
The bread made it hilarious. John said the bread, and now I can't get the image out of a
two of them. Two bags of bread.
Yo, I beat John Travolta's ass with some bread, bro. Fuck Pulp Fiction. I'm beating his ass.
John Travolta didn't do nothing to deserve this.
He did just not a thing.
All he did was be 70.
Right. Yeah, I got to be Sarah Lee right now.
That's crazy.
I'm probably going to pick the slow-moving car, though. Yeah. She's insanely avoidable.
Literally, I just don't want to be on the news after. You know what I mean? So I'd rather
get hit by the car.
Yeah, I'd rather get hit by the car.
Hmm. What if it's that Tesla truck, though? That's a robot, bro.
Tesla truck fall apart.
No, things insane. You remember that fell off the cliff with that family and they survived?
The Tesla truck, though.
Oh, it was the car? Oh.
Yeah, the cyber trucks got called back because they were so
ugly.
That and they're so soft. They're like. They're like made, you know, like those water bottles.
They are not made like that.
No, they ain't, bro.
You know the ones that like these. What's these called?
The Stanleys.
A Stanley.
That's
Stanley.
That's a Stanley made out of a hole. It's a big ass Stanley cup.
That's sturdy though. That would never break.
Well, you don't want to get hit by a Tesla truck, though. That motherfucker got sharp corners.
Yeah, that's what hurt.
You get stabbed
by the Tesla truck.
But we said car, right? So we can't upgrade the truck. It's a tiny car, right?
Okay. Oh, slow moving car. Okay.
Yeah.
But what is slow? How does the wizard does
he said like 8 miles an hour?
I think it should be like 25. 25.
Oh, under 25, right? So 20 or less.
25, you could survive, but you could also die, depending on where you are. Now that's
25 is not a slow moving car either.
It's not.
You can get a ticket for going 18. If you get hit going 18 miles, you get a ticket for driving 18 miles an hour. So I got hit.
That's true. Yeah, 25 a little fast. I underestimated what I just said right now.
Buick, bro?
Yeah, maybe 12. 12, 12 is a conversation.
I had it at 6. I had it at 6 miles an hour. Because they like
I mean, if the situations were bad, that car could still kill you slowly, too. Like, if you catch underneath it, it'll just slowly run you over. I'm back to old people.
If there's ice?
Yeah.
You get hit by a slow moving car and it slides.
John is grill height. Like he's getting hard.
He's really trying to fight this car. He really
trying. John about to headbutt that shit. Like, oh.
Destroy the car. Right, let's put it to a vote. What are we going with? We're going with the car. We're going with the old gang.
I'm going to go with old people.
Give me the bag of bread and a baguette.
Yeah.
You got to
I'll pick.
I'm going with the car.
Me too. I'm going with the car.
I'm going with the old people. Oh, yeah. We got it on that one. Yeah. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this. Next topic of the day we have, would you rather do Naked and Afraid in Australia
versus be homeless in Chicago during the winter.
Oh, naked and afraid. Damn, that's no, nah, I don't want to do either of those.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Why in Australia is there like specific things that I should be scared of?
No, like the bush. And out in the bush, man.
Have you heard of Australia?
This guy scorpions.
And koala bears. I never heard about the dangerous animals.
What? Like the scorpions? The
what is they got algorithm? Spiders that are as the big spiders. As cats.
Spiders big as cats?
Yeah, bro. Oh, they open the door. They open doors there. With two arms. Like they open doors in Australia.
So that are cold and well, you're not gonna survive Chicago's cold. I tell you that though. You have no
Well, chance. But there's shelters. There's homeless shelters, right?
No.
Yeah, you go to a homeless shelter. Okay. I'm sure that's what homeless people do in Chicago.
Are you naked in the shelter? What was
no.
it?
No, no, no.
Naked in Chicago.
Naked. I think they would lock you up if you was just naked outside.
Immediately.
Yeah, I said Chicago. I don't know.
That's and that's cool. The other part. I gotta be naked sitting on this dirt.
I don't
in
know.
Australia, I'm all right. I don't want all that in my butt.
You get used to it after a couple of days.
I don't think I'm ever used to dirt in my butt. Okay.
I mean, it's worse things in your butt. You know?
No, it's not.
Waste to play dirtier than dirt. Let's be clear about that.
I don't want dirt in my butt.
If you wake up naked, bro, imagine waking up naked and there's a kangaroo behind you, also naked.
Man. Well, I mean, they.
What you gonna do?
What's a naked kangaroo, bro? It's just a kangaroo. Like there's no difference between.
Well, what if he's bricked up?
They are.
That's what I was getting at, bro. What if you got the kangaroo?
That's
inside?
Scary as fuck.
Yeah, I'll be scared if I'm naked and a kangaroo like kisses me on the back of the neck.
They are scary. I went to this, yo. I went to this petting zoo and it had like this walkthrough with kangaroos. Mm-hmm. So you had to like buy the cup of food and then you walk through. They were so scary, and I was like, I don't think I like kangaroos because they was just like, coming up all aggressive. Like, give me this.
Like, kangaroos are aggressive as hell. Like they've been known to like drown dogs just because
they got claws.
Yeah,
just because on some like cereal.
Just because
they don't even eat them. No, they just do it.
Oh, because they probably loud. They're trying to sleep. They're like,
why are you so on the kangaroo side?
Because no one does anything for no reason. The dog probably barking. He's like, yo, you're not even your natural habitat. This is my natural habitat. You're a chihuahua.
No, look it up. Kangaroos were literally just being a pool of water or like a lake up to here, just waiting for something to come close enough to drown it. It's just waiting there to do that.
They're crazy. They're psychopaths.
You know what's funny? Some animals have better marketing than other animals. We grew up thinking kangaroos were like these.
Sure. Shoots,
whatever, but they vicious. And yeah. Some animals are villainized and others are propped up. It's the same.
It depends on who Disney makes a movie about. Or Coca-Cola. Because Coca-Cola, man.
Are you saying kangaroos are the black man of Australia?
No, no, no. They are. No,
there are a black man of Australia.
No, no. They get good marketing.
Black men are in
Australia. It would typically be
how the average
agent of
the kangaroos are the Caitlin Clarks of Australia. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that what you were saying?
He just gave up. It felt like he just gave up.
Caitlin Clark.
So in Australia, you have the kangaroos, you have the poisonous snakes, you have the spiders, you have the heat, you have the scorpions, you have all of the elements, because you're naked and afraid. You got to build your own shelter. You got to get water. You got to hunt for your own food. In Chicago in the winter, you're homeless, but you got shelters. But you're not always guaranteed a shelter if you don't get there early enough. You still have to be somewhere throughout the day. You still got to figure out how to eat.
You could be in a car.
Chicago's winter.
You could be in a car though, right? The homeless is a car. You can
you can break into a car and then sleep in it. And when the police comes for breaking in a car, they'll take you to jail and it's warm in there.
Are we still who we are, homeless in Chicago? Because they've got a lot of fans in Chicago. And I'm like, oh, to here, Brad. What the?
No, they just going to take a picture of you on the street with them. Hey, what take a picture of you. Have fun, Chinadu. Have a good night. Stay warm, friend. Warm.
You look homeless, Chinadu. They're not going to,
I mean, Chicago cold is different, bro.
It is cold. That is crazy.
That's just like with clothes on. You know what I mean? It's different.
Right, but the thing about being cold, you can always warm yourself up. Even if you do jumping jacks, even if you have to like you can, but when you're hot, you can't get cooler unless you're in a shelter, unless you have like cold water.
Hey, have
It's
you ever
just
done
harder to
jumping
go to the
jacks
other extreme.
in a deep freezer? You're not getting warmer. With
But
three pair of
no, but
pants on.
you can do things to get warmer. What I'm saying, if it's cold, like if it's hot, you're not really, unless you have stuff with you, which naked and afraid you don't get anything, how would you get cooler? You
Okay.
will go under a shade, but like that's it.
Am I
It's not
alone in
much help.
Australia, or is it like a baddie on my team?
And they got bars in Australia. They got AC.
I know, but he's
Yeah.
talking about like naked and afraid. They go out to the sticks. They not in the main
Are you in
city.
the Australian wilderness?
Yeah, that's what that show is.
Can I walk?
You're alone, John. You're alone in
All
Australia.
alone.
No, the
Oh.
point of naked and afraid is you're walking to get released. You're walking to like they have you there for a few days and then they tell you where to go
Yeah,
to
so
like get
you have to
rescued.
walk in, and then you make a shelter somewhere. You try to find somewhere close to the water, and then you have to walk out, and then the car or the vehicle comes and picks you up.
Oh, you can't just walk back to the city.
Nah.
No, you're too far.
You're
You don't
always
know
in the
where the city
bush.
is.
I'll take Chicago then, because being homeless in Chicago low key is like, that's a story. That's artistic. You know what I mean? You with the elements. You feel me? You with the
Is
people.
more
You
than
really with
better
the
visuals.
elements. You really see the city when you're homeless. You see the
Yeah.
city. Yeah.
Plus, Chicago got some of the best food in the US. And I feel
Not a
like
bad
even the
place to
scraps
be.
in the trash can, if I gotta go in the trash can, I'm like, oh, that's a good deep dish.
Yeah, I'll be hanging out at the trash cans at the nice restaurants.
Harold's Chicken.
I'll
I'll
be
be at
outside of
Harold's.
Harold's.
Right. Harold, let me get a two for you, bro. I just need two.
I don't. Yeah.
I can't do wildlife. I can't. I'd rather do the wild niggas in Chicago instead of wildlife in Australia.
The questions
That's what I'm
are
saying.
fair,
Like
like at least Naked and Afraid has a production team watching you to see if make sure you don't get hurt, or they'll have like a first aid or something. That sounds like this ain't that. It sounds like we have
yeah.
to make it, and if we get eaten or poisoned or something,
No,
that's just
it's the
it.
show. So you they're still there.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was a Naked and Afraid type of situation. It's the show.
Yeah, it was a show with showrunners. Do they get like mixed nuts when the camera's off? Like, here, man, here's some trail mix.
I think so.
You think
There is
so?
a picture of Bear Grylls. Remember Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
He's
Yeah.
like
But his was
drinking a
different,
Capri
though.
Sun with his cameraman.
Yeah, his was different, though. His wasn't like the
Yeah.
same challenge. Theirs is a challenge of survival. Like, you have to, all the food
Yeah, but they ain't gonna let you die, bro. They
Why would you give
No, because if you get
them
close to
mixed
dying, they'll
nuts.
just extract you
Yeah,
and
you
it's
get
over and
tapped.
you lost.
Bro, why would you offer mixed nuts to somebody struggling in the wilderness? You couldn't have gave me a donut, a chicken leg, or nothing.
It's a
Here's
snack,
mixed
though.
nuts. A
I'll
donut is
take it.
mixed nuts would do more for you, John, than a donut at that moment, brother.
If we're breaking the fourth wall, give me something I can eat. Give me a lamb or something.
Now you could live on trail mix for a long time, brother.
I'm
You
not
can.
having
Nuts
no,
are
bro.
good.
I
I'm
mean,
gonna be a
the
lamb
stats with
chop,
that.
dog. Lamb chop lollipop, man.
You'll
From a
get more calories and more protein from the nuts.
than a fried piece of baguette.
No, I want that lamb. Throw me a lamb if you're gonna throw me something.
Oh, for sure.
Throw me
Yeah.
lamb.
The lamb
We're gonna throw
lollipop
you
can
a
stay out
lamb
the
on the
club.
show.
I'm on
So
TV. I gotta get more. Where at
is
the
being
craft
homeless in
table?
Chicago also a show?
No, that's just real life.
So
But
we don't
Meg makes
have.
a good point. Like, they got the food there. All you gotta do is wait till
I'll be
end.
like, oh, what is it? Tuesday? Oh, they got that
Cut.
special over at Sal's. Let me go there and wait outside. I
Yeah.
pick different locations to stand outside and either beg for the food, or I'll just be like, hey, trash time. Y'all closing up at 10. I'm gonna be out back. Just go ahead and hand me the stuff that you was gonna throw away.
Find your
That's
little
true.
barbershop where you can go in and sweep every day. You know what I'm saying? Make a little $15,
Oh,
$20, get
so
a
we
little
can
sweep up.
like we can try to make it out of homelessness.
I mean, you ain't, I mean, you're only gonna be homeless for a month.
So we can apply for
So
jobs. Am I
homeless is
recently homeless?
unafraid.
Like this my first month, first week?
This your
Because
first,
I don't
this,
care
yeah,
about.
this is recent homeless.
Yeah, because
You
I
on
don't
the
live.
mailing address.
Yeah, my LA Fitness pass might still be active for the last 29 days. So I could take a shower in there. I could, get some entertainment, hoop a little bit, take a
This
nap
nigga's
at
plans
work.
ended after LA Fitness. That nigga said I could shower. Immediately fell off.
I gotta figure out where the free food at. Yeah, made
You
some
went to
salad.
hooping.
That nigga went to hooping. If you homeless and you hooping, you got your priorities mixed up, brother.
I'm saying that's a
And
lot of
now,
energy.
You gotta take care of your
downtown
cancer
Chicago,
first.
they got street performers like Hollywood do. So you can go to downtown Chicago, like Michigan Avenue. You can do drums on a bucket and get money from that, or you can flip. That you got a talent.
That's true. Ain't nobody flipping in the cold, John. It's still winter. Flip.
That's what you do to stay warm.
Yeah, snow. Flipping the snow.
I forgot about the snow part.
I tip that.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, you could easily just go like shovel people's snow. Go steal a shovel and then shovel people's snow. And then I got your porch, man. Steal a shovel. $10-$20. You got to steal. You got to start off somehow.
You do OnlyFans, only feet in the snow.
Are you going to pay for Wi-Fi?
How the fuck are you going to start?
Bro, there's a lot of free Wi-Fi in a cafe. Go to a coffee shop. A lot of free Wi-Fi.
Hey, low key though, a homeless person's OnlyFans would go crazy.
Crazy.
They got exclusive access.
I wouldn't like
Where
it.
Where are you charging this phone?
Hey, they
be homeless people be having charging. Phones.
They be charging them in McDonald's and the Starbucks outside, like Apple? Out of the building. Apple? They be charging the phone.
I just don't understand how you could still be homeless if you had an OnlyFans.
Hey, you know exactly, you know Meg. You make it.
It's the first month.
Yeah, he's sending the money back home to the family. You know what I mean?
There's this dude. I don't know if he's homeless, but he could be. But he goes into this coffee shop in Inglewood I go to, and he always asks people, "Yo, you want to hear some poetry?" And all the black people in a coffee shop don't just to say no, like, "Oh no, I'm okay." But there's always that one white person that fall for it. Hey, you want to hear some poetry? They're like, "All right." And then he get really close to the ear, and then he like just say random shit. No. Before he says it, he's like, "You mind if I get a cash donation?" And they're like, "Oh, I don't have no cash." He's like, "You don't got Zelle?" And then he like pucks them into like
for poetry, and then the poem isn't good,
and the poem is not good at all. And then they pay up, Brian. It's hilarious every time.
How much money did you see him get?
I never get that close. I'm trying to look because if I look, I'll break. But I can hear it. He'd be like, "Yeah, the dreams fall, the da da da." They'd be like, "It'd be so awkward, bro."
You ain't got Zelle, it's crazy.
All the black folks be like, "Nah, we good." The white folks like, "Hey, yo."
Y'all just be letting them walk into it. Don't give them no warning, bro.
Because if everybody says no, he'll leave. But he always catches what? Somebody that's new to the shop. They're like, yeah.
Good for him. What would y'all do? Man. What would y'all's talent be if you're like, I'm homeless, I need to get some money real quick. What would y'all do?
Oh, beatboxing. Easy.
Let me hear. Go.
Honestly, stay homeless.
I'll do it.
I would play niggas in spades. I would just sit on the corner and challenge niggas to be.
That's too long. Nobody got time for that, John.
But you know, it's the arrogance. Somebody gonna sit down. Some arrogance, like nah,
only another crazy person. Now you're in trouble.
If I teach him how to play, we good.
Today, hey, no crazy down. Person gonna join your ass for.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best
homeless idea. Space. Right there,
homeless space. Wait, what'd you say? What would you do to hear?
I was telling John, I don't think that's the best idea. I said I would play Simon Says.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would challenge people to a hopscotch. I just have it like drawn on the sidewalk. I'm like, if I beat you, give me $10.
It's snowing.
You gotta cut it.
You gotta do it in the snow. He gotta carve it in the snow.
Yeah.
You guys are pitching all these outside ideas like playing drums, hopscotch. Like, nigga, it is freezing.
What would you do, Pat?
I don't know. I kind of like the snow shoveling idea. Anything that needs extra hands.
But you
hands,
can play
like,
instruments. Why don't you just
you have a talent.
I'm freezing. I'm not trying to play the piano for the two people that are walking.
Just play it in a bus stop, Pat. Figure out how to steal a Casio keyboard and charge that enough and then play that.
I might do riddles.
Riddles?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
If I ask you a riddle, you don't get it. I need that dollar.
Yeah, it's a brain tease. I like
you
that.
Niggas are the same as the poem guy.
How would you spelling?
Yes.
You saw this riddle? Give me a dollar.
But now it's more of a challenge. Okay, cool. If you don't get the riddle right, pay me. If you don't, if you do, keep your money. I think that's more fair. He's like, yo, give me money for this poem. And they try to pretend like they don't got money on it. He was like, you don't got Zelle, Cash App, Bebo. He get really like aggressive. They be like, all right, yeah, we got you, bro.
I would do spelling. I'd be like, have me spell any word. Like if I get it right, tattoo. Give me $10.
You guys are shitty homeless people.
Hey, man, you ain't come up with no idea.
Why we're not homeless?
It's a great activity. Spelling bee.
That's
riddle.
Fun. I got to leverage what I can do.
These are efficient quick dollar schemes right there.
Educational?
Mm-hmm. I can spell good. That's all I would do.
Yeah, Pat, what was you doing again?
Selling ass.
There you go, Pat. Do what you do best.
I want that homeless.
I think it was about shoveling snow. You do not have the chest for this.
I do.
Or the arms.
What are you talking about?
You got the arms of toddlers, okay?
What are you talking about? I'll shovel all the snow. And they have machines now, Meg.
Yeah, where are you going to get that from, homeless? Homeless Pat?
You homeless. What?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would go to companies that specialize in snow cleaning up. You know what I mean?
And driving why would the they stuff. Trust you?
They need extra hands. No one wants to do that.
They're going to look at your upper body strength and say, absolutely not.
You have to just drive something. Nobody wants to wake up absolutely early and do that not. Shit.
They're going
to
be like, oh, you can't even turn a wheel here. Sorry.
Man, more than likely.
Never lived in snow. He said snow cleaning up. Whatever you call that shit. Whatever you poor people call it.
I live in Los Angeles. Whatever that shit is called. The snow business.
I mean, snowmobile. You guys pretend like it's snowing in Chicago all year round. Did we specify winter to you?
I didn't say a winter in Chicago.
My bad. As you were.
Well, let's put it to a vote. That's we going with Australia or we going with a winter in Chicago?
Let's go Chicago.
Chi-town, baby.
I'm going Chi-Rack.
I think I'm going to Chicago, too.
Yeah, I think being naked anywhere is dangerous.
Man, so,
being
naked is crazy. Bugs,
the snakes? I can't.
I mean, I
know, and baby. I got old blood. Baby. Them mosquitoes go tear me up.
Yeah, I'm good.
Why, they like old blood more?
Mm-hmm. They're attracted to old blood, so people that have O tend to get more mosquito bites.
But the mosquitoes will be like, but it's Meg, though, so.
Where you read that shit?
It's Meg, though.
Jet magazine?
That's a real thing. No, that's a real thing.
It is, yeah. If you have O-type blood, you usually get bit more than most
people. Does it smell? Or does O blood, like, smell through your skin?
Yeah, I mean, everything smells through your skin, but, like, the way it is, I guess, because they know that O blood is popping and is universal, so they like it more.
We're gonna jump into this last topic right after this. Eat one for every meal. McDonald's versus Indian food.
Oh, that's
Indian food, man. Indian
food, easy.
Eat one for every meal. McDonald's versus Indian food.
Indian food.
What do you mean, eat one?
Yeah, like, what does that mean? You pick either McDonald's forever, because that's what's going to be breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Yeah. Yeah, ooh. Indian food for lunch is, I could do that every day, because you could work it off. You might not even need dinner after Indian food.
And they got chai tea, like the original chai tea is Indian. Yeah. That's a mimosas? Good little breakfast drink.
Come on, man. Eat that shit all day.
I eat that tikka masala.
I love samosas. I ain't gonna hold you on this. Samosas.
I heard tikka masala was American.
Is it?
Do they do that over there?
Americans are the best, bro. If they copied us.
It ain't no crazy. Beef, though. You're not gonna be able to eat beef because they don't eat cow.
I don't know too much about Indian food.
Now, McDonald's
is spicy. I don't know if my stomach can handle Indian
McDonald's
food
got breakfast, meal. Lunch, and dinner, though.
Huh? Yeah,
but so do Indian people. What you think they eating for breakfast?
McDonald's? The Indians are living.
They probably are, though. I don't know.
Yeah,
I never heard no breakfast Indian food. What they eat for breakfast? I'm going to Google it.
I don't know. What is this? I'm Googling it right now. Look up on your Google, man.
Bro, Indian breakfast chicken masala. It's going to be a picture of McDonald's.
It's going to be a picture of McDonald's.
Ba 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 ba.
Alu, wow. Alu tiki, alu gobi, alu tuck, alu matar. I've never had any of this stuff. Yeah, alu methi.
That's just a McGriddle.
Bati.
They got rice. Like
cake. They got these cake. Little. Oh, they got. So it's not really sweet. Theirs is more of a savory breakfast.
Biryani. I know a girl named biryani.
Yeah. Cream of wheat, I could do that.
I could do all these. A little puff pastry.
Ooh, stuff like chickpeas. I forgot that stem. Yeah.
Yeah, that chickpeas.
Chutney.
Heavy.
I love some chickpeas. Oh, yeah, Indian food, easy, man. I love
it. Sausage, they got rice. For breakfast.
They drink coffee.
Snack wrap for lunch. Quarter pounder with cheese for dinner. I'm out the dough. I might switch it for a salad every once in a while.
You only have to eat it for one meal, brother.
No, one meal out of the day.
Every meal.
Every meal. That's a lot of Indian food. Every meal.
That's what I was saying.
That's why it's a challenge. That's the hard part.
Oh, I thought imagine you said for one meal of the day. Indian you breakfast. Choose one of those. I thought we could eat regular the other two meals.
No. Every meal.
You eat McDonald's every meal, you're gonna shorten your life by like 25%.
That was my college life for about a whole semester. I ate McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And that's, look, you better fix
Yeah,
that because you're gonna make it to 52 at max.
that's why you look 60 now, dude.
Well, hindsight's 2020, isn't it?
That McGriddle took that nigga hairline clean up out of here, boy.
Well, back then it was a
said,
double
ba da ba
cheeseburger.
ba ba.
I'm
It was only
taking this.
$1 back then. You could get a double cheeseburger, a large high C, and a large fry for
Back
$1 back
then,
then.
what was back then, Jeff?
My 2006. Bush was in his second year.
I think McDonald's still has a salad though.
Yeah, they got salads. They got wraps. It might
Salad
have
with
to be.
grilled chicken. The
Yeah,
salad
I
with
didn't know it
grilled
was every
chicken.
day, bro. It might have to be McDonald's, low key.
What?
You get your coffee.
They got oatmeal. McDonald's got oatmeal.
And they might get a
Nah,
McRib once in a while
it just got me
to
eating
hear.
food. How long I gotta do this? A year? 2 months? What are we talking
The
about?
rest of your life.
Let's say for a year. How, if it's a
School
year,
year.
would it matter more than like
Yes.
10
Yeah,
years?
it does matter, low key.
Okay.
Say 10 years.
10 years. Yeah.
Damn.
Let's say 3 years. You gotta eat this menu for 3 years.
Well, we
It
got to
might be.
think that McDonald's is just one place with one menu. We're talking about all of Indian food.
That's what
Like,
I'm saying. It's just
Indian
we don't
food is
know
one
all of
page,
them, but I
bro.
feel like there's so many
There's
items.
probably a lot of stuff out there too.
Indian food is one page, bro.
I'm sure to eat goat meat and no, it's not. Stop playing.
Bro, I'm in the
What did
restaurant.
he say? Indian
He
food
said
is
Indian
one
food is one
page.
page. Now, John, I will give you this. It's 10 pages, but it all sounds the same. It's just like a remix. So like with
You
bread,
just
no
choose the
bread. With
spice.
rice, no
You choose the
rice.
spice.
Shrimp,
With
chicken,
rice, no
goat,
rice.
lamb.
I like samosas. Okay.
Do you want it? That's all they
I'm looking
ask
at
you.
this. Ooh, and then the South Indian food
He
is
said
different from
it's
the
one
North
thing.
Indian food. I'm going Indian food. I like lentils.
That's disrespectful. To all my
Hey,
Indian people watching
it's
this,
so
John Grimes.
disrespectful. Indian food is
Yeah.
one
Stop fighting
page.
me, bro.
No, they have no. Indian be cooking their ass off, boy.
McDonald's got more food than you.
Okay, because
They don't have no rice at
Indian food looks
McDonald's.
really
I can't
good.
do that.
It's
Indian food
great.
looks really good. Does
I
it change
love
your
Indian
answer if it
food.
was Indian street food?
If anything that's Indian, any
Yes.
Indian food.
At that point,
Oh,
McDonald's.
wait, but hold on. Does it change if we do any McDonald's menu in the whole world, or is it just
What?
American McDonald's
Oh, because
menu?
they do remix a little bit.
They
Yeah, they
have
do remix
different
a little
stuff
bit.
everywhere.
And they have like a
Hold on,
smoked
question.
meat
Are we
Big Mac
talking?
and
Okay,
like.
okay. Let's open it up to McDonald's anywhere menu.
Okay, well
Okay.
then that
What
changes the
about stuff is
answer.
still fried anyway, so.
That
Yeah, but they
changes
be
my
having
answer.
crazy different stuff over in other, like they be having shrimp burgers
Yeah,
and.
even in London they had it different. It's like,
They
yeah,
had
it
a
was.
hot dog at the one in Dubai. McDonald's.
Japan got like pink buns. It's crazy.
McGlizzy? It's crazy.
I try to McGlizzy.
I love me some naan bread. Indian food is just so heavy in carbs,
It's
bro.
always heavy. That's the
It's
thing.
It's
staying.
delicious,
Oh,
but it's so
so
heavy.
flavorful. What about
It
Native
is.
American food? Indian food?
Huh?
What about
Huh?
the Native American Indian? Like, what
No,
about
that's
them?
not the
A whole
same.
different people.
What's a Native American Indian?
He's
Oh,
saying,
you're
what about
saying
that food?
the
What if the
wrong
Indians
type
were
of
like the
Indian.
Indians?
We are
Like,
talking about the country, John.
okay, just making sure, because they say anywhere in McDonald's, anywhere in the world, and what about? What
Well,
did he say?
any type of Indian food. You can have American Indian food. You can have street food that's Indian food. As long as it's Indian.
What do
Right.
Native Americans eat specifically anyway that's like theirs, if that makes sense?
Corn. Come on, Pat.
What were they hunting back in the day? They were hunting something.
Elk.
Oh,
Back in the
buffalo.
day, it was
Buffalo.
bison. Bison burgers?
Yeah, bison. Oh, is bison burgers in?
This
That's
nigga
good
on
bison.
elk.
Bison's delicious.
Here, let me see. Let me see. Native American dishes.
Yeah, let's see. Let's show
I've
some
had
love.
a bison burger before. It's a
I've
spot
had
down
a
in San
bison
Diego
burger.
that serves all
And I
types of
love
food.
beef jerky.
Do
I was just
any of
thinking.
the McDonald's have rice? Because that's what make the difference for me.
Hell
It's
no.
gotta
No
be
McDonald's
China.
Southern rice, Meg.
No, in one of maybe in one of the countries. Let me see.
What are they putting on top of it?
I don't see them having rice. This
Mac
looks
sauce.
fire.
They put Mac sauce on the rice.
Yeah.
Tamales is them.
Really?
Native American?
Yep. Blue corn mush. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that sounds really good. That's a like a it's kind of like a corn, not
Shepherd's
cornbread.
pie.
So they call it banahas, but
Okay.
they look just like tamales.
Interesting.
Which makes sense because, you know, Mexican people eat tamales, and essentially they're like kind of the same people
around the world. Yeah, Central America, North America, yeah, they have the same change food.
Those are descendants.
Wasna?
Okay, so then I'm gonna have to change my answer. I'm going with McDonald's because I just looked at the one in Hawaii serves rice for breakfast with egg, sausage, spam. And then there's somewhere else that has like a rice bowl. I was like, that's really was.
Yeah, but none of that's real food, man. They put all types of shit in that.
Well, it's McDonald's, okay? So I don't think anyone's expecting real food from them.
Mm-hmm. You could do that for 3 years.
They won, my sister.
Well, I'm saying, are we doing different menus from McDonald's as long as it's McDonald's, or it's one menu?
I think that's okay.
One country menu.
That's fair.
Every menu.
Okay, if that's the case, then yeah, I think I'd have to go McDonald's. Ugh, I hate McDonald's, but they got rice. They got a rice bowl somewhere.
Corn is on here. I would probably do
all international McDonald's stuff.
My biggest concern with Indian food is that if you eat it for breakfast too, like, what if you got somewhere to be and you make the wrong choice of Indian food? Like, what if you got an audition you're gonna do and you just ate some Indian food and you got 3 hour audition, bro. What you gonna do when the Indian food come for you?
Why your stomach so weak and dumb?
I go to the bathroom. I just go to the bathroom. What do you mean? You get allowed to go to the bathroom when you got auditions.
But what if it's one of those kind of bathroom visits where you just can't get out?
Hmm?
Hot food make you go, bro. Like go.
Yeah, I mean,
not me. Some people don't have that, but also you're probably, well, Chinadu is African and African stomachs are different because they've tolerated spicy peppers from the very beginning. And so I've learned that.
We did forget about Chinadu's African stomach.
He's one of the original people. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He can stomach that stuff. Now you this weak gut biome from the United States of America.
No, but Indian food has a lot of like sweetness to it as well. And there's a lot of things you could just eat. You don't have to say, hey, add all the spice to it. Like, yo, just give me the chicken bear, give me that rice, and give me whatever veggies. What veggies they eat? They just
got, did you say bear?
Yeah, bear. Like, don't
bear?
No, they like bear. B-A-R-E. Like, don't put all the extra stuff on it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
That's aggressive.
My bad.
Pandas, they eat pandas?
That's almost as bad as Pat saying corn. What do you mean?
What you mean? That's a huge staple. I looked up a list. Everything, almost everything, was corn.
Okay.
You hear what I'm casting? You don't believe Google. I'm like, wow, anybody can break that.
I thought Pat was saying that's all they ate was like just corn.
No, Chinadu asked like, what's their thing? And I was like, corn, right?
I mean, but to Tahir's offense, you did kind of, you say corn and that was, you didn't say nothing else. You just kind of looked at us.
Y'all went on to say buffalo and bison and stuff. That's
that's true though. If history,
like, corn is true.
And but just you didn't corn say corn. Crazy.
Everybody else gave two or three examples, Pat. You just was like, all I eat is corn.
You said, what's theirs? I feel like that's their thing. Asians be having a lot of rice dishes.
Okay, not, that's fair. That's fair.
You know,
fair.
It's not racist just because it's very true.
How did Asians become like known for the rice dish? Because everybody be messing with rice.
That's where it was, because, you know, they've been around thousands and thousands of years, but the rice patties.
Don't they grow them there?
Yeah, they grow it there. And they
so it's like, I think these are all like imports and exports stats.
Rice grows in Africa.
I know what I'm saying, because there's some regions in Africa that don't have a lot of water, right?
They kind of perfected it.
There are some regions in Africa that don't have, I don't think that's a lie. There's the Sahara Desert. There's a bunch of places that don't have water. And you can't grow rice without like a real wet, like water.
We have ChatGPT. Right. We don't need Meg anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so everywhere in Asia, most of the places have water. They're like,
because there are islands usually too, right?
No.
There's
like a lot of rain and a lot of water. So
ChatGPT is going to tell us.
There's more places that have that. I'm not saying that they don't. I mean, you can grow rice anywhere. They grow rice in California. Like, I'm just saying it's known for that because it's very humid and wet a lot of places in Asia.
Like how we got good at basketball. I thought they like killed it at rice. And so they just, we associated. Like, we got NBA down. Like, that's their thing. Like, Once you do good at something, you just keep it as your thing.
This nigga John been talking about the same thing for like the past 2 minutes. Y'all went through that whole thing. He was like, but they perfected it. Like other people was doing it, but they was doing it better than other
Yeah, I think
people.
it's a pride thing too. Like, yeah,
I mean,
we
that's
cheer
part
this
of it, yeah.
And then the other part is people will eat in Asia will eat rice with every single meal. I don't
Everything.
think in Africa they don't do that, right? In like Nigeria,
No,
they're
we
not
no
doing
we no we do,
every
right?
single meal, like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Not breakfast. Hold on now.
That's what I'm saying. In Asia, they will do for breakfast with
Got
some
you.
rice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
I
had rice for
don't
breakfast as an American too. Y'all never had like
Well, we
rice.
eat leftovers for breakfast, if that counts.
You
Nah,
can't
like
make
sweet
rice for
rice or
breakfast
butter
here, like
rice.
often for real. Huh?
I love butter. Have you ever had butter rice with soy sauce in it? Boy, that is a whole meal. Add a little soy sauce, you'd be like, oh my gosh.
No
It's
American
better
is
than
drinking rice
jollof
for
rice, though,
breakfast.
right? It's not better than jollof rice. We could agree on that. Can you agree on
No,
that?
there's like there, but see, that's apples and oranges. There's
I mean,
certain things
it's.
that I wouldn't eat with jollof rice.
Oh, that's how you say it. Jollof. How do you
Jollof?
jollof?
How do you say it then?
Jollof.
Low key, I just kind of said jolly rice. I was like, they probably saying
Jolly
fish.
rice.
Jolly rice?
I just kind of
Wow,
round
you are
it
native,
up.
man.
I was like, it's jolly rice, but I've never seen the word. Like, I just kind of like just saw part of it, but I never
Jolly
thought about it.
rice.
Jollof. Jollof.
Jollof.
So one F, but it still gets the off noise.
Trinidad is staring in African.
I want to try some. Hey, take me to a
Start
restaurant where I can get jollof,
sucking his
bro.
teeth. I'm
This
biting my tongue,
nigga.
like, all right.
I'm gonna
They
try
won
some.
already, brother. They won already. Jolly rice is
Exactly.
cool.
You got
I
Malcolm
like
X
jolly rice.
and then the other part, like in Korea, they make other products with rice. So there's rice cakes, there's like a sweet rice dessert,
See?
there's
I
just a
got
bunch of everything is like based around rice.
they like the
rice
George
bread.
Washington Carvers of rice.
That is true. Wait, Pat, what does your research show you about rice? What are you looking up?
Oh, I was saying my Google search was, why is Asia known for rice? Asia is known for rice due to its historical, cultural, and agricultural significance in the region. If I skip down to agricultural, it says it's the largest producer of rice globally, and the region's diverse climates and fertile plains provide ideal conditions for rice farming. Plus, they can do different types of grain, like long grain, short grain, other stuff besides jolly rice.
Now, I will say this though, Meg, because rice grows easily in West Africa, right? And other different places. See, people don't realize how big Africa is,
Yeah,
right?
Right.
very a bunch of
You
different
could fit
climates.
all the Asian countries probably in like half of Africa, if not lesser,
Even
right?
China?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And so when, because we look at Africa as like the smaller place than it really is. Sometimes a portion of Africa is known for something, it could be kind of known for it as well because of how large it actually is, if that makes sense. But because we look at Africa as like just
What?
one,
I
we look at
ain't
Africa
get
as one thing versus like multiple countries within it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've
That's
heard the globe is skewed, like the big round globes. Africa
Oh,
should
yeah,
be bigger
exactly.
on that
Yes.
globe, but they
Yeah.
do
Oh.
that, you know, the man does that to kind of.
But facts though, for real.
Yeah, no. We talked about that on I think DIYS too.
It's kind of like how they started making king size Snickers and cut them in half.
What?
Now it's two pieces in a king size Snickers, but it used to be one long chocolate bar. They was like, we got to do something about that. And now it's two pieces inside of a king size Snickers.
Oh, the king size is now just two Snickers?
Yes, they broke it in half. They wanted
Oh,
too many
two
of them.
regular Snickers?
It's the same
Bro.
size king Snicker just cut in half.
Yeah, they broke it up. So you can't have one big long chocolate bar in your hand.
Wait,
It
well, we
was
always
one.
have the option to buy
Why?
two.
Hold on, wait, why did you think that's the same thing
It's
as how
not.
big Africa is?
Yeah.
Well,
That's
because
what
the globe, they make Africa look smaller on the globe for some reason. Why? Even though it's bigger, but then they shrink the Snicker into a smaller.
No, you said they didn't shrink it. You said the same size, they just cut it now.
What is what? It was one long bar. They said they didn't want to see that big long bar, so they broke it into two smaller bars.
Oh, you
You get
wanted
what
that.
I'm saying? They didn't want to see that, so they cut
You
that
wanted
up. That ain't the
that Glizzy Snickers.
same, John. They got you, man. They got you.
He's
Yeah.
saying they don't want to see a Snickers win.
Exactly.
John was like, I like my Snickers with a big old vein down the middle.
All right,
I used to hold
Conrad,
my
that's
Snickers with two
acceptable.
hands. I had a bad batch of Snickers at the
Now I
gas
got a
station.
hole in two different hands.
Oh, you did it to yourself, John.
No, that's
you tried to keep selling it too. You was like, no. It's like,
remember we was kings back in the day with the keys stickers. The same way they did with Africa, man. What you think?
I'm just saying, there's no reason to break a shrink a big
sticker. Well, I used to be able to just double palm my stickers.
You want that BBS?
Oh, God.
Now I gotta do it like a little freak, just both.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean, man. It's something ain't right with that.
Something
you might want to buy a big ass Snicker. You should buy a big ass Snicker.
Oh, man.
I feel like that's a totally different problem than what we're discussing.
That was like a totally unique complaint. Like, I've never heard that point of view ever.
He was not joking.
He meant it.
Y'all trying to get a King's Dog card.
You can tell he left the Yelp review.
Why did they break it up?
Now, why the hell is a Snicker not as big as it used to be?
Snickers. All right, well, let's put it to a vote, man. What we going
with? Wait, what was the question?
I was about to say
Donald's king size Snickers.
Who wants the Snicker, man?
Africa.
Yeah. Indian food for sure. Indian food, man.
Oh, is that? Damn. Indian food.
We're doing, you said we could do international menus too, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have to go McDonald's.
Boom. But guess what? If there's a McDonald's in India, that's Indian food. McDonald's falls under Indian food. Boom.
Okay.
You can't have McDonald's food in India.
What about Pizza Hut in India?
No. What? No.
That's American.
This is all Indian food.
Traditional Indian food.
Okay, that's fine.
What if McDonald's had like a tikka masala type of thing?
What about Diet Coke?
Indian or McDonald's?
Indian food.
Indian Coke.
Easily.
Indian Coke.
Right, spicy.
You didn't get. I need the selection of meats.
Just Dr. Pepper.
Looks like the Indian food has it on that one. We got to thank our special guest, John Grimes. Also, Chinna, do you knock her? Chinna, you got a special coming out, right?
Yeah, I got a special. When did this come out again, you said?
This is going to be next Monday.
Yeah, so it's actually out right now on Hulu, man. Please go watch it, tweet about it,
hell yeah,
body about it, enjoy it, man. It's real silly, it's real fun, and yeah, man, I appreciate you guys.
What's it called? Tell us the name.
Hello Live, Hulu, Chinna Do You Knock. There's no real title because it was like A Comics did one. It's a half hour doing stand up. We shot it in Vegas, from a packed house. So yeah, man, yeah, check it out, enjoy it. And tell somebody. Appreciate
Is it out now?
Congratulations.
It will be out now. Yeah, it's out now. Yeah. It just comes out. Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is. Shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud. I'm To Hear More. We'll see you next time on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Man.